Here's Check On Stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. The Region 1 Board of Education has approved a calendar for the 2018-19 school year, but not before a continuing discussion about its configuration. The school board approved the document last month, but after realizing six other boards in the region had not seen it, they decided to seek input to see if changes were warranted. Those concerns included the two-week vacation at Christmas, which some elementary school board members said could provide a hardship for parents who have to scramble for child care. The number of part-time days for teacher professional development also was an issue for some. As Falls Village Representative Patricia McCare said, quote, "I can't believe the teachers don't have concerns about so few full weeks of school," end quote. The superintendent said the process begins with the central office staff meeting with all administrators to come to a consensus. The agreed-upon calendar is then brought to the Region 1 board. McCarron Weigel said it would start with the elementary school boards first. Principal Jose Martinez said he did not ask for input from the faculty and noted the concern about instructional continuity is a valid concern. McCarron said because they're with the students day-to-day, teachers should have a say. Jeffrey Lloyd was named the new facilities manager at Housatonic Valley Regional High School at that Region 1 Board of Education meeting with a salary of $70,000. The position, which is not part of the bargaining unit, was created after the retirement of head custodian Kevin Whitney in December. The Region 1 Board of Education agreed last month to change the position because of the need to have someone come in anytime and not get overtime pay. A former Canaan man who lost the lower part of his leg and seriously injured a woman in a 2015 head-on crash that he pleaded no contest to causing could spend up to a year in prison when he's sentenced in April. Mitchell Calella, 49, entered the plea to second-degree assault with a motor vehicle Friday before Torrington Superior Court Judge Paul Maskave. No contest means he did not admit to the facts of the police findings, but acknowledged there's likely enough evidence to convict him at a trial. The plea deal to avoid trial gives him the opportunity to argue against any prison time, a place he fears could cause his leg condition to deteriorate. Sharon Board of Education has a meeting coming up tonight at the Sharon Center School Library at 6 p.m. Falls Village Board of Education has a meeting set for tonight, 6:45 until 8:30 p.m. Now, the Sharon Board of Selectmen regular meeting will be held on the 13th at Town Hall at 2 o'clock. Also coming up on Tuesday the 13th, the Sharon Housing Authority and Sharon Expansion Corporation have their regular meeting at Town Hall. That's at 5 p.m. The Sharon Board of Education, Board of Selectmen, and Board of Finance Joint Committee Task Force on Strategic Planning will be meeting on February 13th at Sharon Center School in between 5:30 and 7:30 in the evening. The Salisbury Pathways Committee has a meeting coming up on Tuesday the 13th at 5:30 at the Salisbury Town Hall downstairs meeting room on the first floor. Also on the 13th, the Sharon Inland Wetlands and Watercourse Commission has their meeting coming up on Tuesday the 13th at 6:30. Ash Wednesday at St. John Church in the Wilderness, Copaic Falls. Lent begins the 14th with Ash Wednesday services at 10 a.m. and 7:30 p.m. The Pine Plains Adult Recreation Program sponsoring a senior services event. That comes up Wednesday at 10:30 at the community room of the Pine Plains Free Library. Learn about local senior services, including nutrition, fraud, Medicare, and more. On the 14th, Red Hook Library enjoy lunch and chocolates, while Historic Red Hook presents the history of Red Hook's chocolate factory. Registration is required. It's at 12 p.m. The music department of Housatonic Valley Regional High School is having a pasta dinner silent auction on Wednesday from 5 till 7 at the high school. The musicians will be traveling to a music competition in Disney in Florida in the spring. Tickets for the dinner and auction, $10 for adults, children 10 and under, $8. Takeouts available. The snow date is Thursday, the 15th. The Greater Faith Mission in Wingdale, New York, is having Ash Wednesday service at 7 p.m. at the church. On Facebook, you'll find them, Greater Faith Mission. On the 15th in Rhinebeck, the Clinton Library Lunch and Learn, famous love stories of the Gilded Age. Enjoy a light lunch followed by stories of love and devotion. Researched by Maria Reynolds, curator of the Stattsburg State Historic Site. That's at 12:30. Bard College on the 15th presents Joe Hagan discussing his book Sticky Fingers, The Life and Times of Jen Wenner and Rolling Stone Magazine with Stephen Metcalf, host of the Slate Cultural Gabfest. That's at 5 p.m. There's a Someone Special in Me dance coming up on Friday, the 16th, from 6 to 8 at the Center on Main, 103 Main Street in Falls Village, for elementary and middle school girls and their Someone Special. Tickets include the Girl and Someone Special are $20. More information at 860-387-5549 or 860-309-0738. By the way, light snacks and refreshments will be served. A photographer will capture special moments. Several surprises are planned for the night. Recommended dress, formal ties for men, evening party dresses for girls, sponsored by the Center on Main. The Hotchkiss Dramatic Association presents Cymbeline by William Shakespeare, directed by Parker Reed, February 16th and 17th at 7:30, February 18th at 2:30 in the Walker Auditorium at Hotchkiss School. Tickets are available at the door. Noble Horizons presents Energy Saving Lighting Fair on the 17th from 10 until 2, and Climate Change, 5 Reasons to be Optimistic About Our Future at 11 o'clock. More information at noblehorizons.org. The town of Amenia has signups for baseball, Little League, Amenia residents only, and softball on February 17th and February 24th from 10 till 1 at Town Hall, ages 3 through 12 year old. Fees $25 for Amenia residents, $40 for non-Amenia residents. Contact Christine at 845-705-7127. On the 17th in Great Barrington, Monument Valley Middle School, Berkshire Grown Witter Farmers Market, featuring locally grown and produced foods, including fruits and vegetables, cheese, meats, breads, preserved foods, and more. That'll run from 10 until 2. Also on the 17th in Falls Village, it's back, Midwinter's Night in the Village. The D.M. Hunt Library brings back its popular midwinter fundraiser. Warm up with music, poetry, comedy, games, hors d'oeuvres, home-baked treats, wine and beer, and more. That runs from 5 till 8 p.m. The Cornwall Library presents Dancing Under the Stars, a night of great food and dancing, with music by Bob Parker's Jive by Five Band. $30 per person includes a buffet dinner. There's a cash bar. It's Saturday from 6 until 9 p.m. Pine Street in Cornwall. RSVP at 860-672-6874. The American Legion Auxiliary of Millerton on Sunday hosts their 14th annual Chili Cook-Off and Daytona 500 party. There'll be multiple raffles, including two golf packages to local golf clubs, People's Choice Award, and cash prizes for the top three chili entries. Your chili in a crock pot should be there at the American Legion Hall, Route 44 in Millerton, between 11 and noon. There's no entry fee for the contest. General admission to the party is $10 for adults and $5 for children under 12. For more information, 518-325-9889. The Kildonan School is holding an open house on Monday, February 19th, President's Day, at 6 p.m. Prospective students and families can enjoy a bowl of chili and learn about the academic year for Kildonan and Camp Dunnebeck programs from current students, teachers, and administrators. More information or registration at 845-373-2012. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off this week at 24,190.90, the NASDAQ at 6874.49, and the S&P 500 at 2619.55. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.